It's Monday, the 13th of May, 2013.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Thanks for tuning into The Sounds of My Head. The Sounds of My Head is a podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
He ordinarily goes from just about sunup until well into the night.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
There are people in town, and crazy people in town, eating bread and butter and honey and drinking black coffee cola. They believe we are wild, man, they believe we are wild, just because we don't use any money and we drink no coffee cola. But if you could go and see how they live,
a shame, a shame,
then you discover how savage they are, so much wilder than we. People in town eating bread and butter and honey and drinking black coffee cola. Money is what they like most. Money is what they like. And people who have plenty of money belong to high society. But if you could go and see how they live,
a shame, a shame.
Then you discover how savage they are, so much wilder than we. They keep dreaming of war, man, hate and crime everywhere. I was told that is to get the money they need to buy coffee cola. They keep dreaming of war and hate and crime everywhere. That is the way they can find the money they need to buy coffee cola.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, how great was that song back there? It's so good, that song. It's called the Coffee Cola Song. It's from a record called African Electronic Music 1975 to 1982, which makes you think it's going to be a compilation, but it's not. It's actually just an album by a guy named Francis Bebe from Cameroon, and obviously that song is the standout track from the record, but it's a pretty fine record if I do. I mean, it's great. It's like African music you can put on, listen to in the background while you're working. That's something I like to do a lot, and it's great for that, but that Coffee Cola song comes on, and boy howdy, how good was that, right? When that first started playing, were you impressed with how good that was? I was. Anyway, speaking of things that are good, how about this new Vampire Weekend record? It's called Modern Vampires of the City. We're going to hear a few tracks from it because I like it a whole lot. You see, I'm not ashamed to say I really like me some Vampire Weekend. I realize that they've become very popular. They're on, you know, everything all the time, or so they're probably on like Hot 107 FM, you know, or something. I don't know. I don't listen to it, but they probably are because they're that popular. But that's okay. I don't begrudge them any success because I think they're fantastic, and I'm not going to stop liking just because a bunch of teenage kids like them. You know, I'm cool with that. Whatever. We can all like the same stuff. That's fine. I say a bunch of teenage kids because I went and saw them recently at this show that they did for Amex that Steve Buscemi directed for the internet. Anyway, you can watch it online or something. I don't know. Look for links. But it was a great show. And man, the energy in the room. I can't remember the last time I was at a show where there were more people more excited. I mean, it was just the crowd density of these like 15 to 22 year olds. pretty young crowd. I think it was all ages. Anyway. Every single hand in the audience is up with a phone filming every song. You know, everyone is singing along with songs that haven't even come out yet because they've memorized the lyrics from watching the YouTube videos, because that's what the kids do these days. Anyway, they got this new album, third one. You'd think that'd be hard to make a third good record, but they totally hit it out of the park. Again, it's a great record. So we're going to hear three tracks. Blabbering a lot. Sorry about that. I get excited with the Vampire Weekend. So anyway, yeah, we're going to hear three tracks. First, we're going to hear Unbelievers, a song I like a lot. And then we're going to hear a song called Hannah Hunt. And it's great, too. It's like a four-minute song, and there's this one-minute part of it that's like 2.5 minutes in or something that's just so good. It's like it's a kind of a slow song, and then it has this really just incredibly great part for like 1 minute. And then we're going to hear Fingerback, which is another great song off the record. And I like it because I think it kind of showcases this thing that Ezra does with his voice, where if you read the lyrics while you're listening to the song, you can understand them. You're like, oh yeah, that is what he's saying. But like, if you don't read the lyrics, it's very hard to decipher what he's saying, which he uses his voice in this very interesting way to enunciate words in a crazy, it's almost like it's just a sound effect or something. It's great. And Fingerback's got some of that. So here we go. Vampire Weekend, Modern Vampires in the City is the record. Pick that up for sure. We're going to hear Unbelievers, Hannah Hunt, and Fingerback. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Unbelievers, all of the sinners the same. girl, you and I would die. Unbelievers bound to the tracks of the train. I'm not excited, but should I be? Is this the fate I have for the world's plan for me? I know I love you, and you love to see. But what only water contains a little drop for me. Should I be? Is this the fate that out of the world's planned for me? I know I love you, and you love to see. But what holy water contains a little drop for me.
Yeah. plane is over here.
You talk like
nice beat, but I can't understand the words.
Nice beat, but she could not understand the words. And do you think maybe it's because they don't enunciate when they sing?
Sounds like it.
Ah. So maybe it could be something like, you torched a sob like a pile of leaves. I went to look for better wheels. 4 or 5 meters coming round the bend when the government agent surrounds you again. If Diane Young won't change your mind,
baby, 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 ride on top.
I'm falling.
the altar of someone else's love for me. No, that doesn't comfort me.
Baby, on to the magic of the moment that we've
Okay, so before the last song, we heard two songs by She and Him. That's right, She and Him are back as well. All sorts of Sounds in My Head favorites coming back for their third records. This one by She and Him, it's called Volume 3. It's a predictable title, considering Volume 1 and Volume 2 were their predecessors. Volume 3, pretty solid. When I listened to it, I listened to it a bunch of times, and I thought I didn't like it as much as their earlier records, because there's a few songs that kind of like are so close to being great, but I just hate some of the choices they made about sounds in them or something, and so I can't get into those songs, and it kind of made me mad or something. But actually, when I went back and I listened to it, and I was like thinking about what songs to put on the show, I kind of love, it's actually really great. It's a super good album. So the songs we heard were I've Got Your Number, Son, and Somebody Sweet to Talk To, both very good from that Volume 3 record. And if you like She and Him, you're, you know, obviously, you know, why are you, you probably already have it because it's that great. And the song we just heard, The Smittens from Burlington, Vermont, we heard the song Typing, Texting. It's from their album, most recent, Believe Me, came out, I don't know, last year or something. Pretty good stuff. I really like Typing, Texting. The album as a whole, not as good as Typing, Texting, but Smittens, you know, the twee indie pop, you know, they define the genre or something. Okay, another band I like a lot. They're from Chicago, Illinois. They're called the Smith Westerns, and they got a new record coming out, I don't know, sometime soon, maybe next month or the month after, I forget. And they've released the first single from it. It's called Varsity, and it's just super good. If this is a harbinger of what is to come, I'm very excited for the Smith Westerns, because this song is super good. Here we go. Check it out, Smith Westerns with Varsity. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Till I went out on my own. She said, guess it came too soon. We grew up, drifted apart. Now you're getting married.
The average sales associate at Walmart makes $8.81 an hour, while the six heirs to the Walmart fortune are worth $90 billion, the same as the bottom 130 million Americans. Yes, the have-nots are getting a lot have-nottier. And not just at Walmart. One in four Americans makes less than $10 an hour. 146 million, about half the country, do not have enough to meet basic needs. Look at fast food jobs. It used to be they were the extra jobs our kids would do to earn money for gas and weed. Adults worked actual jobs. But now, the economy is such that the fast food jobs are the actual jobs. The median age of a fast food worker is now 28, and they're the lucky ones. There was a story recently about a Georgia man whose home was in foreclosure, savings running out. So he called 911, and when the responders arrived, he took them hostage. His demands? Getting his electricity turned back on. Now, I'm not saying that's a smart approach, but squeezing people economically so tight that they go all Django Unchained, that's not smart either. If you're rich, you should be begging the government to redistribute your wealth. Because you know what happens in countries where there's a huge disparity between the rich and the poor? The rich get kidnapped. It happens 72 times a day in Mexico. Getting snatched out of your car is so common in South Africa that they actually make cars that do this.
We'll be right back.
Okay, so before the last two songs, we heard a song from a band from London. You might have recognized them, Noah and the Whale. I'm a big fan of Noah and the Whale. Anytime they come out with anything, I always pick it right up and listen to it and try and find the best stuff. And unfortunately, this new one, Heart of Nowhere, that's the new record that just came out recently, it's just not my favorite record. But the song I played was Lifetime, and I think that was my favorite track off of it. And it's got, like, at least it's got the nice, kind of pretty string section and whatnot. Check it out. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I haven't listened to it enough. Maybe you'll like it more than me. So check it. I love Noah and the Whale. I don't want to crap on them too much because I something about this record. Maybe I'll see them live and they'll play songs from it and I'll like it. And it's just the production of the record or something. Who knows? The last two songs, though, before I started talking, were Bleached from Los Angeles. They've got a relatively new record. It's called Ride Your Heart. And it's super great. If you like that sort of chick punk band thing, they do it better than anyone. And Next Stop and Searching Through the Past were the two songs we listened to just moments ago, and they were super great. So that whole record, it was hard to choose two songs because it's full of great ones. All right, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head, The Uncluded, that's the name of the band. It's Kemya Dawson of Moldy Peaches fame and Aesop, a rapper, and they got together and they make hip-hop records. The one that I'm going to play something from is called Hokey Fright, and we're going to hear a song from it called Delicate Cycle, which is just a super fantastic song. It's like, it starts off like Aesop's rapping and it's very like kind of dark and maybe even a little violent or something. But then when Kemya Dawson comes in, she's talking about her life growing up with her awesome parents. And it's like this very endearing portrait of her family and what community means. It's so good. It's the best song on the record, but check out the whole thing if you like it, because there's some other ones that are pretty interesting as well. And I think it's interesting too that Moldy Peaches were this duet with Adam Green and Kemya Dawson, and then they split up and started doing solo stuff, and then they both have gone on to do new duet work, which I think is, I don't know why that is, but it's like Kemya Dawson's paired up with Aesop and Adam Green's paired up with Binky Shapiro, and they're just making duets. Maybe the four of them could get together and have a foursome. Not that kind, but anyway, here it is, finishing up this show, The Uncluded, Delicate Cycle, right now.
I could take my finger off, old dog, old trick, new twist. Like, actually take the finger off, wrap it in a blanket as he would a severed horse head. Mail it to a friend you want a pinky swear more with. And should they need a forearm or something they could practice drawing skulls on, cut it from the shoulder while the sore's warm. The full appendage really make a world of difference. Included two or 30 teeth that chew at all your critics. 32 would have been perfect, two were casualties of its hits. I always wanted radder things for Christmas, the rest were cool. I'm shipping out a torso with the AM. You should learn to hit the organs every time at 40 paces, it's important. I can't explain why now, by the way. Legs in a crate, delivery by today. If a uniformed man knock knock sign his document, you shouldn't have to walk out to the mailbox for the other shit.
My mom was a lunch lady when I was in elementary school. She was outside during recess. She had a whistle and I thought that that was cool. She was really nice to all the kids who didn't have a lot of friends. She would give them hugs and tell them jokes, or she'd play catch with them. My dad worked at the laundromat, which was really cool to me. I'd get to open up the washing machines and clean them out and collect the money, and I'd open the soap dispenser and put new little boxes of soap inside. I knew how it worked and I was good at it, and helping out filled me with a sense of pride. I would meet all kinds of people there and I would look them in the eye and I'd say, hi, excuse me, but do you mind if I shine the glass while your clothes dry? Yeah,
my in like New York after 10. One day it woke up out of order, nothing more to extend. Delicate cycle in the alpha of its orbiting zen. When it's a personal skill, it's already poured its best. A conversation can be riddled with exorbitant debt. And you don't know it, but I know I owe you more than I've kept. So if you find a biohazard by your door on the step, maybe it couldn't find its faculties, but swore it would help. Want it to be a larger part than its abnormalities let. Hang on, I'm overnighting eyes with a headlight deer stare. One up bin van, UPS and ear pair. Wear them if you need a new perspective on a weird year. And one day when I'm better, we can square away a fair share. The last frame silhouetted by the sun was an airmail stamp on a still warm tongue.
I was 26 years old the first time I lived in a house with a washer and dryer in it, and that's the year I bottomed out. Maybe what was missing was the sense of community that comes from hauling your big old load out in public and airing your dirty laundry in the company of other people who also don't have the amenities at their convenience in a home that's so set up that they never have to leave. I miss the smell, the dust, the coins, the trust, the squeaky carts, the vibrations, the bucket full of bleach, the dryer sheets, the old payphone, the giant sink. I'd watch my daddy mop the floor, and my heart started with a quarter. I'd watch my daddy mop the floor, and my heart started with a quarter.
My whole life is a delicate cycle, a delicate cycle, a delicate cycle. My whole life is a delicate cycle, a delicate cycle, a delicate cycle.
Does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Tears Monday by Francis Bebe. I also talked over Reprise, I Could Have Been Your Girl by She and Him, and Introduction by Noah and the Whale. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Look for links to everything I talk about at The Sounds in My Head website, thesoundsinmyhead.com. You can send me email at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. Follow me on Twitter. Like me on Facebook. Do anything you can to stay in touch. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time on The Sounds in My Head.